And it was weird because I've seen this guy who's up in a grocery outlet. I actually stopped there after work because I needed to get some chicken. But I went in there and saw this guy on a cane. He came up and I looked at him and this thing's got to go because it's just got to be crushed. Went up to him and I started talking to him. And I said, man, I said, look, I said, I need to pray for you. Would it be okay? He said, I'm already whole. Now I understand that there's some different denominations out there that believe they're healed. And so they're waiting for the manifestation of that healing. Understand? So we're not confessing that we're not. However, if you're going through something and you hurt, I feel we need to attack it. Okay? So this guy said, look, I'm made whole, brother. Look, God put this on me for a reason. That breaks my heart. Because God doesn't put sickness on you. There's a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly, where does sickness fall in there? How would the abundant life that Jesus came to bring us, to give us, why would God put our sicknesses and diseases upon Jesus only to have us have them again? Right? Doesn't make sense. Isaiah 53 says it real clear. He took it. God laid it on him. By his stripes we are and were healed. Right? Right. So I said to him, I said, why? He goes, Jesus didn't know. Look, this is where God's word comes in. You need to get in the word. God's magnified his word above his name. So we need to seek God through his word.